Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Charles with Impact Now Radio. And I just want to once again to say good morning and once again a happy new year 2016. So all, everyone that has crossed over, made it over, and you know, and just may this year just be a better year for you, but also that you would have learned from the previous year, you know, your own mistakes and learn from the choices that we have made such that we may have a better productive year. Once again, you know, just want to deal with the topic, you know, just the words of encouragement, exhortation, rebukes, and warnings, you know, closing out 2015, coming into this year. Like I shared previously, how that we are inching closer towards the end of all things. We're inching closer towards this world, this system, the governments coming in unison to create a one world system, a one world government, you know, a one world monetary system. And basically the way these things is going to be ushered in is through chaos. If anyone has taken any type of I'm trying to think what classes, you know, what class it would be, any type of literature class or I can't even think of it, but basically there's a term that is used, auto decay out. It's O-R-D-O space D-E space C-H-A-O, order decay out, which basically means order out of chaos. And basically the term was coined and for the purpose that in order for systems to be changed or in order for a small group of selected or elite people to be able to control the masses and be able to get a handle on the majority of the resources, you have to organize a chaotic situation. You basically have to engineer a chaotic situation, have someone to ignite it, let it explode, and let it be a situation that will basically touch at the very heart and core of everyone, no matter what race, creed, nationality that you are, that there is a common thread that will touch the heart, the emotion, the anger, the frustration of every person and people group, no matter what it is or where you're from or differences that you might have on other levels. There's just certain things, and usually that situation is financial. When you get people to the point, or when people begin to see that there has become a gross imbalance of resources and wealth and job availability, eventually, but yet when there's still a demand for you to meet the needs of the so-called system, there becomes eventually a stirring, a brewing, a frustration. And usually what happens is because you usually have usually a majority of people that are scared to really step out into the forefront and seem like the eyeball or the sore thumb. So what happens is there's usually always that one person that hears the moans, the cries, the frustrations, the bickering of the people, and one that would dare to go. And some of the times, not in every case, but in some of the times when revolutions have started, when uprisings have started, you usually had that one person that felt like maybe this is my destiny, this is my calling. This is probably why I was always against the norm, even as a child. I was different when others were using bows. I was throwing rocks when they were throwing rocks. You know, I was hunting animals, whatever the case might have been. But then there's times that person has been selected by the elite to go in, flame the fire, to start the uprising, be the one that goes out and voice what it is that the majority is too afraid to voice. And usually that person either gets beat up by the police force or whatever, you know, militaristic force of the elite, it then starts to uprise. This is where we're headed. Yes, call us 701-609-6205.
Hello, did you call my number? Man, thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Yes, how you doing today? All right. I don't know whether if it was a wrong answer, but if you would like to call back if you have an opinion. But as we're going to look at the words, we're coming to a time where now we are coming to the same boiling point in this country, in the United States of America. We're coming to that point where, like in many great empires, this is the country you have, to where the system has grown to where there's a very few people that has control of majority of the resources. And you have majority of the people that has access to very little of the resources. So eventually, this gross imbalance is causing many homes to fall apart, break apart. It's causing the education system to fall apart and for many to turn to a life of crime, decadence, perversion, and other things to basically survive, to meet their needs, to feed their families. You have those that are in place or in control, or those who are supposed to have been the voice or the representative of the people. Basically, you see that all of them has, in essence, been liars. Because basically, they talk a good game, but once they get in, basically, it just become more the same. It's all about lacing their pockets, where they jockey for position, you know, to be able to sit in with the big boys when this whole deal goes down. So with that being said, this has built up over years. This has built up over years. We seen it over years where you have a people group that has been ostracized and mistreated and all these things. So this is what we're looking at. As we come into this year, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are coming to a point now where the true born-again Christian has become the odd man out. We have become the ones that has been ostracized because of the system that is in place that is contrary against our core beliefs and things. Even though we might show a love or concern for these people, but because the truth of what we believe and say, hey, we cannot stand with this in agreement with it. Even though as a person or a human being, we might love you, but when it comes to your lifestyle, your practices, your belief, I will stand contrary and against you. So with that being said, there's been things that we're inching closer towards a boiling point. A tipping over, where this thing is going to break out. This thing is going to cause many to lose their lives. It's going to cause many to be locked up. It's going to cause a lot of situations. But as believers in Jesus Christ, we have not really done what we were supposed to do in praying and interceding for the nation that this filth will not get a hold on the nation as a whole and in our individual homes, in families, in our communities. But we've seen that how homosexuality has become the norm. We've seen that how, you know, you having kids being molested, raped, and there's abortions taking place at, you know, insurmountable measures where there's thousands of babies being butchered every day. So God is getting ready to respond, but in the same time, he's getting ready to let this thing fado out. So when he comes to respond, he's going to deal with it as a whole. Today, I want to deal with more so from the standpoint of that, and closing out that how God, looking at scriptures, that how God is looking for us as his people or those who say that they are Christians to really gird up. It's really time for us to really get our act together. It's time for us to really, because there are some things that God is not going to tolerate no more from his people as individuals and as groups. And so therefore, that's what we're taking at. But I want to just give the call-in phone number to anyone that want to call in, make a comment, statement within these next 15 minutes. If you have any comments, concerns, the only thing I ask you is when you come, please, you know, if you have a opposing script view or contrary view, which I'm fine with, you don't have to agree with anything I'm saying. But one thing I do ask, one is respect, two, that you come with chapter, book, and verse in the scripture. So with that being said, okay, the call-in number is area code 347-426-3065. Once again, 347-426-3065. That's the call-in number, and if the show is over and you still want to, you know, ask a question or just have dialogue, you can reach me at ccthomas178@gmail.com, ccthomas178@gmail.com. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to get into your word, Lord God. And Father, I just pray, Lord God, that you will bless all those that hear, Lord God. But Father, I pray that you will, Lord God, let them hear to hear what the Spirit is saying, not flesh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But also, Lord God, I pray that you would give them the mind of the flesh, that they might be able to not only hear but understand what is being said. And Father, I just give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, that, Lord God, that we, as we hear this, that we will prepare ourselves as your people to be able to stand up and stand against all those things that are contrary to you, Lord God, to do it in love, but yet do it with no compromise. And, Lord God, I say thank you. And, Lord God, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's scripture we want to come from is Acts chapter 17, verse 23 to let's see, verse 31, Acts chapter 17, we're starting at verse 23 to verse 31. Once again, you know, we want to deal with today, dealing with God, telling us that it's time to pull it up, pull together, pull our bootstrings up, you know, because there's just some things that he's not going to tolerate no more as we go forward in these days, especially here what's facing us now, 2016. So as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription: to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelling not in temples made with hands, neither is worship with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And have made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. And certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's devices, In the times of this ignorance, people hear this verse right here. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. In the times, this is verse 30. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead. So with that verse, what it's saying right here, we here Paul had left Thessalonica and left the city of Berea after he went in to preach the gospel. And people got stirred up because the gospel was basically touching the realm and exposing the darkness, the filth, and the evil of their hearts. So the place got stirred up, and they stirred up the people to want to kill the servants of the Lord. And so what happens is some other fellow Christians, you know, took it upon themselves to basically to get Paul and get him out of there, to get him out of the city before they killed him. And so with that being said, you know, he went into the next city, which was Berea. He went there, he preached the same gospel, preached the same message. You know, he never deviated from the message of Jesus Christ and him crucified, you know, and him resurrected. He never deviated from that message. And so he came preach the same gospel. But the difference was that the people of Berea, when they preached, they heard the word gladly. They heard it, they listened, they reasoned, they used their analytical reasoning ability. And then after they would hear the word, then they would go amongst themselves and by themselves and begin to search out the scriptures, begin to search out the word to see if those things that he was saying were so. Well, did it line up with scriptures? Did it line up with the historical text that, you know, that has passed on, the scrolls, the thing that's been passed down? You know, that was truly has been known to be the word of God. And he welcomed that. Why? Because it says and what the scripture says about the people of Berea, that, you know, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and why? And that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. So they said that they were more noble. Why? Because they took the time to search the scriptures instead of getting stirred up, instead of getting mad, instead of getting murderous. They went and searched the scriptures. And when they search the scriptures, they govern their life according. And that is what is supposed to be done when we preach the gospel. Well, however, as well, but it seems like today when you preach the gospel and the truth of God's word, it's not like it is now in these past few years, it's not even so much most of the heat that we're getting is from the world, but most of it has come from those who are saying that they're Christians, those who say they are born again in churches. The heat's come from them. Why? Because they are doing some filthy things behind closed doors. They are living their life because they are serving some unknown God who they ignorantly worship and they don't know. And so it is our job, for those who have a true relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ by way of the Holy Spirit, isn't it, that we are to bring and to make known this God so that he would no longer be unknown unto you. And to know that he is the true God, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. But we have come to a time amongst the body of Christ that we don't stand for anything. And this is something the Lord has shown me, that he's now telling us it's time to gird up. And it's time to begin to go back, get on our face and begin to search ourselves to see whether we are still in the faith or not. Because some of the things that we are in agreement with, some of the things that we don't stand against, some of the things that we have a problem with when the truth is being presented is more of an indictment against us and against them, that there is actually something wrong with us, that hey, we need to go and get it checked out. So Paul's here saying, but as he goes on, that, you know, that these people are superstitious, or which means that they have a certain fear or reverence of demons. And so he's dealing with this saying, well, look, you don't have to keep going on and serving these various gods and these unknown gods, with a so-called. I'm going to introduce you to the true and living God. I'm going to introduce you to the one and only God. And that all these other gods are false. These other gods are make-believe. These other gods was created by demons in the minds of people who started other followings, other religions, to get people to walk astray from the true and living God. So he comes down and begins to deal with, you know, begins to tell us a little about that, how God made all things, and that he can't be dwell, he can't dwell in temples and buildings that are made with man's hands, and that even to be worshipped, that we cannot be confined to us, you know, and how we try to confine God in a box into our own ideologies. That God is just too expansive. God is just too all encompassing for us to be minimized by us, by our finite minds and ability and reasoning powers. And so, but then it gets down to this point where this whole thing is coming around as we march forward in 2016, that this is what we have to keep in mind. Verse 30, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Where it says that at the times of this ignorance, God winked at, which means it's just like when you're dealing with a little child, you know, and as a child, they might do little things, they don't listen, they might knock something off the table, or, you know, they might pull something off, or, you know, you just look at it and say, hey, pull them away so they won't get hurt, or, you know, you tell them, hey, don't touch that, touch anyway, you know, you just might get them a little pop on their hand or something like that, or you would just pick them up, pull them away. But as they get older and their understanding should, and their reasoning ability should also become more in tune and to be able to understand and comprehend that no is no, then what happens is that it comes a little more harsh. And I'm not talking about abuse. I'm not talking about hurting the child. I'm not talking about saying things, you know, that was basically to damage the child, you know, emotionally. I'm not talking about that. That's just foolishness. But what I'm talking about is giving the discipline to the level in which the understanding and the requirement and even the age or the maturity level in which that child should receive based off of the situation and their ability to understand that, hey, when I tell you not to do this, you're going to anyway. Okay, there was one time I overlooked that, I bypassed that, but now I'm going to start dealing with you behind there. And this is what God is talking about. When we can take the few things such as, you know, what is called in most churches, harvest night, you know, or hallelujah night, you know, where you have churches that instead of going into a time of prayer and intercession for the wickedness that's going on and for the debauchery and the sexual filth that's going to be going on that night, you know, in the fact that around that time of year and what the world calls Halloween, people that has been kidnapped, people that has been kidnapped for sanctity, for satanic rituals and things of that sort. And yet, what do we do? Instead of becoming separate from the world, we start doing what they do. So we have our children to come to the so-called church building, or and we throw little parties and stuff called, like I said, Hallelujah Night, where you dress up the kids like angels and so-called Bible characters and things of that sort. And let me tell you, and you think because nothing has happened that God is all right, that he's by looking at, and he's pleased with it. But let me tell you, he is not. He overlooked it for a time. But then it gets to a point where you as an individual leader and leaders of a gathering of believers should know better than to have something that doing something that coincides with the wickedness of the world. This is something that going forward that God is going to no longer tolerate, because at the time of his ignorance, he overlooked, God winked at, but he now commands all men everywhere what? To repent. We must come into this year repenting, Lord. You know what? I still been doing things in the world, Lord. I'm trying to build up the ministry of my own little kingdom, Lord. You know, I want to do things where, you know, because, you know, if the children wants to come, that's going to bring their families, and then that's our chance to really impress, you know, their parents to not only come to this night, but to come back, you know, to a Bible study, to Sunday service, or whatever days we have service. Look, God cares nothing about none of that, because he declares it in according to 2 Corinthians 6, that he says that come out from amongst them and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, saith the Lord. Isn't it? You know, so God's word is, and his command is what it is, that he wants us to come out from amongst them and touch not the unclean thing. So one thing we need to start weeding out is those of us need to start standing against, and even if you're part of a ministry that does that, you need to, one, in a respectful way, go to the leader and leaders of that ministry and say, hey, look, I don't think we need to be doing this, because this is something of the world, and we need not to be trying to do something the world does and is trying to sanctify and make it look holy, when the origins of this particular practice is evil. You cannot make it righteous. God will not receive it as being righteous. And you're still, in essence, opening up the children to demonic infestation, to demonic attack, you know, and demonic, torment. So what needs to be done is that we need to come to a place of prayer, to a place of intercession, to a place of just come together and coming against this, because there are some people who's not going to ever see one of their loved ones again, whether it's an uncle, an aunt, a sister, brothers, you know, son, daughter, mother, father, friend, this name. There's going to be some people that's not going to ever see their loved one again if they just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, where you have some of these witchcraft covens that go and kidnap people to prepare one to do all types of sexual filth to them. But the whole thing about this message is not so much about this Halloween thing. I was just using it as a point of reference that coming into this year, people of God, we got to start girding up. We need to start separating ourselves from the world. We need to start separating ourselves off to live, as the scripture says, that we are a holy people, that we are righteous people, that we are a kingdom of priests, that we are a peculiar people. And we need to start carrying ourselves that way, because this is going to be a year where God is going to start requiring us more to walk according to his word, and he's not going to tolerate the things that he once tolerated with. So this is Charles with Impact Now Radio. Once again, the call-in number is 347-426-3065. You can call in tomorrow when we do our next topic on tomorrow. Or you can also email me at ccthomas178@gmail.com. Once again, I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to any messages in the archives. And I appreciate that you call in, you know, with your questions, comments, concerns, or, you know, just to have a good dialogue. So once again, this is Charles from FNN Radio. You have a good day.